60-year-old Rosemary Marimo is a gold miner in Mazowe, Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe has got so much gold, so much.
But mining gold is far from easy in Zimbabwe, especially for a woman who lacks the financial resources and is often denied credit by banks. In Rosemary's case, she was only able to borrow money to run a profitable operation in her husband's name when they first started dredging this plot of land 2 decades ago. Then the unexpected happened.
He passed away 14 years ago, but I carried on. And when my son graduated in America, I said, come back home. You must work hard because we are owing the bank some money. And the bank threatened to take over everything from us.
If not for her son's return, Rosemary would have failed to negotiate with the bank because of society's perception of women's roles.
Men are used to walking into a bank, talking with a bank manager and so forth. For women, that's a fairly new area.
According to Dr. Olivia Muchena, the Minister of Women's Affairs in Zimbabwe, that's all changing.
Through various programs, a good number of our banks are opening windows or special facilities for women.
And to further help women get into business and avoid some of the obstacles Rosemary experienced, the government partnered with the United Nations Development Programme, UNDP, to train policy planners and decision makers under its Gender Responsive Economic Policy Management Initiative, GEPME. A group of 34 policy makers, men and women, attended a UNDP-sponsored training on gender-responsive economic planning held in Zimbabwe recently. They're now equipped with knowledge to develop policy and related processes that include a gender perspective. A move geared to lift women out of poverty and give them greater control of their lives.